Do you have, did they have any special names? An oven, some kind
of pots, we call them just iron pots, that's all. I mean, you'd put it, you'd take the burner, the eye off of the wooden stove, you see, and you could put that pot with the little legs down in that open space, and it would be right down next to the firewood, and you'd cook your food.
Get it going
that,
fast.
In that big old iron pot, it was about this tall. They cook turnip greens, collard greens, what else, rutabagas, and
any kind of meat.
Any kind of meat you were going to cook down in that. And I was trying to think of what was so good, the pork meat that was so good cooked in that. Backbones and dumplings.
Emily, you'll soon be telling them all about soul food.
Well, that's about what they ate back then.
That's good stuff. Did, talking about the thing that you cooked with in the fireplace, have you ever heard the terms of spider or Dutch oven used around here?
Does it mean there was such thing as a Dutch oven?
Well, a spider is the thing you hang it on, isn't it? Or not?
Some people use it for either one. I was just wondering.
I don't know now. I never have cooked on the fireplace.
Mm-hmm. Have you ever heard that support or whatever you're talking about called a trivet? A little three-legged stand or something like that?
No.
Mm-hmm.
Trivet. I always thought you used that to just put your hot pots on.
Yeah. Oh, you were talking about big containers. Do you ever see these things? Oh, you used to see them out in people's yards, these great big black ones, you know, that they use for boiling
clothes.
Yep, wash pot.
Your wash pot.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever see those around anymore?
No, yes. Emily had.
I had two. About 2 years ago while I was at the beach for about 4 days. Somebody relieved me of them. Went in my back, down in my back. Both of them were gone when I came back. I had two down behind the house.
They kind of considered antiques these days. And you get a lot of money for them.
Do you ever recall people calling them anything besides wash pot? Does it mean the same thing?
I don't know. What do you have in mind? Maybe I just can't think of it.
Some people, you know, the thing that you would boil tea in with the long spout, you might call that a tea.
Well, that'd be a teapot, but that wouldn't be big like that.
I was thinking maybe a kettle. Would you call it a tea kettle or a big kettle outside?
Yeah, but I think now these things we're talking about didn't have a cover. A kettle like would have a cover, I would think.
I see.
I don't know that.
What about a teapot? That wouldn't have a cover on it?
Yeah.
But it wouldn't be that big. You're talking about, I never did see a kettle much bigger than this, an iron kettle that had the top. And it slid around like this instead of taking, it didn't come completely off like aluminum kettles today. The top just flipped around.
When you cooked on a wood stove, that's the only way you had to heat water. It was in a kettle, iron kettle. Oh, you could heat it in a boil or a pot or something.
Well, some stoves had reservoirs on them.
Yeah, well, that was a range.
Well, say the container that you would use for putting cut flowers in, you just call that a...